door. It's all stained, if you will. Bow our heads to you in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, what a blessing and an honor it is to be here again this day. Oh, what a beautiful day of rest we had. And just to glow in your presence, Lord. And we're so thankful for the word, Lord, you brought this morning, Lord. And we're looking forward to hearing what you have for us this night. Lord, it's such a privilege, Lord. We are so blessed to be able to sit here under your word. Lord, your pure, unadulterated word of God. Lord, it's just so freely given. We're so blessed, Lord. We just want to say we appreciate it. We just ask you to bless this service, everything that's said and done. And we'll give you all the glory and praise and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Page 3 in the Only Believe. They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown do shine. Since Jesus has said,
stand open by night and
says, Jesus has set me free. I'm happy as heart can be. Amen. Is that true? Amen. We ought to be. Hallelujah. Page 675, and only believe. Amen. Years I spent in vanity and pride. Amen. I'd like to remember what he did for me on Calvary. Amen. Precious cross. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart. Oh. happy all the days. Amen. For what he's done for you. Amen. Brother Sellers, would you take up the offering? Amen. Sing a little chorus. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to live the request. Amen. I desire, if each and every one of us has that in our hearts, amen, to come get cleaned out. Thank the Lord for the sunshine and the rain. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. At this time, we'll ask our pastor to come. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, I Only Believe, as we ask him to come.
Only believe. Precious, precious Lord, how thankful again we are that through again your mercy and grace that you let us gather again in this little building. And Father, we appreciate again your precious word and what it means to us, Lord. It's such a great joy to read your word and to study your word, to listen to your word. Lord, your word is spirit in this life. It's so precious, Lord. And we count it a great privilege, Lord, again to gather here and to listen to it and to read it to the people. We ask that you would just let it sink deep into our hearts and do the work, Lord, that needs to be done, that only you know that needs to be done. And know exactly what it is. And what it'll take. So we appreciate you, Lord, knowing all these things. We ask now that you bless us now. Help each one of us again to commit ourselves unto you, Lord. In your most glorious, precious name we ask. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles again this evening now. I forgot to put that. Yeah, there we go. To Proverbs 16th chapter. Proverbs 16th chapter, and we'll read that 18th verse. And we'll also read the 19th verse, I guess. Amen. I just kind of like to bring a few things on this thought after bringing the message this morning. And again, just to, again, how we should think, I guess is to say. Because many people, as I said, the reason they put themselves up and say things about people they shouldn't say is because they're thinking too highly themselves. But I think after we see again and have our minds renewed to the Word tonight, we'll see how we should think. Amen. Proverbs 16 chapter, let's read the 18th, 19th verse. Pride, in other words, exaltation, or to exalt yourself, it's an inner feeling that you're important. Pride goeth before destruction, or the crushing, or the shattering, you see. And an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil
with the proud. May God bless the reading this word, and you may be seated. If you will, go back with me to Proverbs, the 6th chapter. And just go back a little bit more. Proverbs 6th chapter. And let's read 16th and 19th verse. These 6 things doth the Lord hate. Now think of that. Something the Lord hates? Yeah. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift into running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Think of that. Things that God hates. And, you know, and oftentimes people get themselves involved in those things. And to think God hates it, you know. So we want to read just a few things. I'll try not to hold you too long, but I'd like you to put together with what we brought this morning, as I said. And just let it go down in your heart and think about it and pray about it and meditate about it and ask God to help you with it. And again, you may sit there and say, well, I'm passing these things, but make sure you're passing everything else too, you know, because you're guilty of it all, whatever you break God's word in anything. But Philippians 2, if you want to turn with me, Philippians, the 2nd chapter, let's read a scripture here. See what this says, first verse of Philippians 2. If there be therefore any consolation or encouragement or refreshing, you know, in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, bowels and kindness and compassion and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. So you think this way, Paul says. Think to what I'm going to tell you now, and you think the same way. So when we go out here, let's see if we are thinking the same way. Okay? Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. Think of that one. In lowliness of mind, in the lowliness of the way we think, our thoughts. Think this way, how low we are without Christ. Okay. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Now, do we really think of each other that way? Do you think of your brother being, he's so much better than I am. That sister's so much better than I am. God has blessed her and she's so blessed. And my, she's so precious. Or that brother, he's so precious. He's just so much more important. Yeah. Or do we think the other way? I'm the big cheese. I'm the important guy. I'm the important woman. And nobody can make it without me. You know. Or things can't get done right without me. You know. Or do we really do as Paul is, as he's expressing here? That's the thing. I hope and pray that none of us forget the things I read this morning. But it'll always be fresh in your mind. That it'll be always a great reality. Yeah. And a true manifestation of being lived. Okay? Fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being in of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in the lowliness of mind, Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. If we can only take these things and let these things, which is God's inspired word, train us instead of social media training us. You see? Is this real to you? Is it something that is alive? Is it something that you're manifesting? Is it something that people can see in your life? Is it something that God sees? Knowing He searched the reins and knows our thoughts. Does He see that we have a lowliness of mind? That without Him, we are nothing. Without Him, we are not worthy of anything that He has without Him. There's absolutely, as I've said so many times, there's absolutely nothing we could have done, never in life, to deserve what God has done for us and what He's given to us, what He's provided for us. There's no way you could have done it to deserve it. No. There just isn't nothing. You say, well, but I've always tried to live a good, clean life. You still didn't deserve it. Why, Brother Steve? I lived good and I lived clean. You know, like the rich young ruler said, you know, I've done these things in my youth. But still, we, every one of us, was born in sin and shape of iniquity. Yeah. We all come to this world speaking lies, cheating, stealing, all these terrible things. But by God's mercy and His grace, He brought us up out of that miry clay. So if we think these ways, this way now, and we, this is actually living reality, it's actually living manifestation, how could we ever put ourselves out there and by the way I feel or the way I think of myself, why would I even want to come close to try to make someone else look bad? Or look like, make somebody else look like they're a terrible person, or they're always doing wrong, or this, that, and the other. When I, if I really had this true lowliness of mind, how could I do that? It'd be impossible. If you truly had this in your heart, in your life, okay? Let's go on. Let's read something else. And we'll read here, "Hear ye Him." And listen to what the prophet said. And no doubt, I'm sure I've read all these things before. But he said, this is in "Hear ye Him," and paragraph 18. "I've often said, if I could only hold one drop of the literal blood of our Lord Jesus in a charger." Now listen to what he builds up to say what he's going to say. "How I would hold it in my hands and press it to my heart." I just think of that. If we had some way today that, if it could have ever been possible, that we could have had a charger, or a little tube, whatever you may want to call it, something to preserve. And it was the actual blood of the Lord Jesus. That when He died on the cross that day, and as it dripped, it was caught, and it was given to you as a special gift. And you had that opportunity. And you knew what that was really His blood. There was no fake about it. It was reality. It may seem impossible that it could have happened, but maybe it was some way God made it possible that His blood was actually preserved, literal blood was preserved, and it was given to you, and you still had today. Maybe you would carry it with you in your pocket every day. Maybe you'd hold it dear to your bosom every day. Maybe you'd wake up in the morning and say, "Thank you, Lord, for dying on that cross for me." I'm sure you'd probably think of it in such a grand way. You see. He said, "I'd press it to my heart and cry out, 'Oh, Father, I now hold the blood of the Lord Jesus against my heart.'" He said, what a thrill. What a thrill. And he said, what a joy that you could hold that drop of blood close to you. And it was is the real thing. My. He said, and what a blessing that it would be for me to hold it in a little glass or something. One drop of the blood of the Lord Jesus. But you know, he said, but you know, in his sight, I've got a greater than that tonight. Do you remember what he said it was? I've got a greater than that tonight that I've got against my heart tonight. It's you people. Wow. What if you felt that way towards your brother or sister? It's you people that's greater than having a literal drop of blood than the Lord Jesus Christ. Much greater than that. And it's you. Wow. How could you even begin to think and say something that would hurt, cause him pain, and let fiery darts come from your tongue and cause your brother or sister pain? It was so useless falsely accusing them or saying something that would belittle them in front of somebody else. He said, I've got again, he said, it's against my heart, something greater, and that's against my heart. It's you people, which is a purchase of his blood. He thought more of you. Think of this. Now he's told us to be the same way. I just read it to you. Think more of things of others than yourself. And then listen to what he says. He thought more of you than he did his own blood. Wow. That's a lot of love. Because he gave it, that he might sanctify you and bring you into his presence. See what he thinks about us? You see this prophet, even how he was seeing this and how he expressed it? Something much greater than a drop of the literal blood of Jesus Christ. It was his children, his people. Oh, what a blessed people you are. Why don't we treat each other like that blessed people that we are by his grace? You see? Let's go on. In the rapture, paragraph 49, he said, even the apostle Peter, now let's just think about these, how these men felt, how they thought about things. And I like how Brother Branham expressed this about Peter. We could have read the scripture on it, but I like how he's expressed it. And even Apostle Peter said, turn my head upside down. This is how little Peter in his thinking was. This is how he felt. Turn my head upside down. I'm not worthy to die like him. Here they was hanging him on a cross, and they was going to hang him the same way they did the Lord Jesus. But he told those men, please don't hang me that way. What had to be going through Peter's thoughts? Please don't hang me that way. Hang me upside down. I am not worthy to hang upright like my Lord. Peter didn't see himself as a big shot, did he? He had that lowliness of mind, that lowliness of thinking, his thoughts. That's how low he was without Jesus Christ. Oh, how we ought to change our thinking. Yeah. I'm not worthy to die like him. And how they took Andrew and turned him sideways on the cross. They everyone sealed their testimony in their own blood. They believed him and loved him and gave their lives for him. Look at that. But as I said, you can see how these men thought. Now listen, another thing the prophet said here. This is in Who Do You Say This Is? Paragraph 31, December 27, 1964. Now, Heavenly Father, listen to him in his prayer. Will you listen? I won't hold you too much longer. It might be one of them real quick ones tonight. Heavenly Father, we only have this one approach, and that's by the way of prayer. And we're coming in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen to this prophet. It fulfilled Malachi 4, Revelation 10:22, Luke 17. This prophet of God. We're not worthy to breathe my name. We're not worthy to breathe thy name. See that scripture manifested? Lowliness of mind? Do we have it? You hear so many pray and say things that God, do this, and God, we know you're this, and we're going to do this to you, and we're that. Yes, we are, by his grace. But do we have a lowliness of mind? You see? We're not worthy to breathe the name and to even use it. Wow. In no means we even think. Look what the message has done to a lot of people today. They've got them so far built up, themselves built up, they've got themselves above God. And nothing wrong with having the revelation, understanding of where you stand with God. If you shall say in this mountain, be thou removed and cast to sea. But there's still that lowliness of mind. It's a word that has to be manifested. Not pushed under the rug. Must be manifested. In no means we think that we're worthy, but because we've been invited in to do it, and knowing this, he said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, I'll grant it. If our faith can only stand behind that, being his word and who he is, then we're sure to get what we ask for. You've seen every request. See, you've seen my hand. You know my request. You see how he expressed what his thinking was in a lowliness of mind in that position. Lord, we're not even worthy to breathe thy name. Not even worthy to speak thy name. But he knew through Christ he was worthy. You see? Oh, people have themselves so built up, and that's why it's so easy for them to run somebody else down. That's why it's so easy to dig up when they see them, their brother make a mistake. They can't wait to tell somebody. My, so sad. And the prophet said, pray for them. Pray for them. That God will bring them in. Yeah. Let's go on. In God has provided a lamb, June 20, 1964, paragraph 150. Lord, open our eyes and let us see that provided lamb that you promised you would reveal yourself in the last days like you did at Sodom when the Son of Man was being revealed. We pray, God, that you'll grant it now. We are your subjects, Lord, and we are your vines. We're not worthy. You can find many, many places, friends. But it manifested. He had that loneliness of mind. Without trying to force it, trying to make himself, not writing notes down so he'd remember, be able to look at it and remember it. No. It expressed because it was alive. May manifest. For the Word is Spirit, and it is life. so is this word that we speak on tonight. He said, we're not worthy. We're not worthy to ask for anything. But if we would think about that, then we would be so little. We would be so no good. Just reading this, so you can see the other side of it now. But yet, showing he had that thinking. But Lord, when I look up there and see there is a lamb provided for me, now, I can ask still and know he'll give it to me because of what Christ provided for me. Not by who I am or what I've done in my own works, but by through Jesus Christ. That's the way I'm worthy. Oh my. There is a lamb provided, then God doesn't see me. Oh my. He sees my lamb. See the way he thought? And I know there is nothing wrong with that lamb. Oh, I'm so thankful there's nothing wrong with that lamb. Hallelujah. It's already received. Glory to God. A lowliness of mind, friends. It's your thinking. It's how you think. And if you really think that way, there'd be a lot less as immediately trying to dig somebody's bad past up. So much less. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Okay. In influence, he says, humble yourself. See how little you can be. My. Not what you know, what you don't know, but let yourself get humble before God. And if you really see, friends, we're in what God has done for you. My, how easy it is to see how easy it is to be humble. But if you don't sit with reality, then it's easy to puff yourself up. But you watch the attitude going through the people throughout the land. But even those this message, they think they are everything. And without Christ, they are nothing.
Right.
Neither are you, and neither am I. It's all amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch. Right here's a wretch, friend. I once was a wretch. Blind and could not see. But thank be to God for the victory. Amen. See how little you can be, friends. If you wonder what's great about you, listen to what he says here. He that is in you. What is it? He says, what is in you? It's Christ, the anointed. God that was in Christ. The God that was in Christ is in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in all the world. Then if it's he that's in you, oh, what you would think about this, it's what he said, it's not you, it's no longer what you're thinking. It's what you would think about this. It's what he even said about it. So it's what he says about it. It's not what our thinking is. It's what we could ever think about. It's what he's done for you and what he said about you. Remember, you can't do nothing without him. Next time, if there is a next time, that you find yourself, you want to run somebody down, even another sinner. When you find yourself doing that, remember what I'm going to tell you. Hopefully that night, when nighttime falls, go outside and look up into the sky and see how many stars there is. Look at the moon. Look how big it is. How far out there it is, and how small you are. don't you, sisters, come? Amazing grace, friends. Let's turn our big books here to page 343, if you will. And if you just can help me sing it, because I probably may not start it right. If that isn't love, amen. Hey, we'd start with the chorus. Page 343. If that isn't love, my. That is the ocean is too dry. There's no stars in the sky. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly, if that isn't love. Heaven's a no feeling like this, if that isn't love. Sing that chorus again. Brother Timothy, come on up. There you go. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. Stars in the sky. If the sparrows can't fly, if
bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are truly thankful for a day, Lord, to gather in around your precious word, and Lord, to take the time to search our hearts and our lives by your word, and Lord, to measure up against that great measuring stick. And Lord, we just humbly ask that, Lord, you would help each and every one of us, Lord, to make sure that we keep ourselves as low as we can and only raise you up, Lord, and lift you up to be seen. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to have been here. And Lord, as we get ready to close out another day, Lord, we just pray that something today, Lord, has helped us to climb one rung higher and closer to you. And Lord, we just pray for those that couldn't be here today that you would bless them, strengthen them, encourage them.
Yes.
And Lord, we want to continue to remember Brother Samba, Lord, just to keep strengthening him and encouraging him. Brother Bobby, Lord, bless him.
Yes.
And Lord, Sister Marilyn, Lord, just give her strength. And Lord, sometimes as we get older, Lord, and maybe have to have help from our loved ones, Lord, bless those that have to be the caregivers, Lord.
Yes.
Give them the strength and the patience to endure. And Lord, help each and every one of us, Lord, to draw closer to you. And Lord, as a family of God, Lord, may we uphold each other more diligently than we ever have in prayer.
Yes.
And Lord, make sure that through it all, you receive the glory and the honor for it all. And we ask it in the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask all these things. Amen. Amen. Sing it again.
If that is a
bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.